But sometimes it's very difficult as Christian people to make good evaluations because we have to evaluate on the basis of outward appearance. You can't always tell a spiritual person by their outward ambience. You sometimes have to wait a while to discover whether they're genuinely spiritual. That was certainly borne out in a story I heard a number of years ago about a family that had given to them a parrot, and they were fond of this parrot, with the exception of the fact that the parrot obviously had grown up in a rather strange environment and had only learned two words in its vocabulary all the time of its preparation for arriving at this Christian home. And the only two words this parrot knew how to say were, "Let's kiss." And it was rather embarrassing to this Christian family because when they would have guests in their house, this parrot would just jabber on and only knew two words, "Let's kiss, let's kiss, let's kiss." And they were about ready to do away with the creature when they met another family in their church, and they were talking about parrots, and this other family said, "We have a parrot that's only learned two words." And they thought that was rather strange because their parrot only knew two words. They said, "Well, what does your parrot say?" And this rather spiritual family said, "Our parrot can only say, 'Let's pray.'" And they thought, oh, for a parrot that would say, "Let's pray," instead of "Let's kiss." Well, the unspiritual parrot had caretakers that were very concerned about it. And so they decided that what they would do would bring these two parrots together. And maybe the parrot that could only say, "Let's kiss," would learn a couple of new words. So on a special day, they brought the two parrots together to the house of the praying parrot, and they put this unspiritual parrot in the cage with the praying parrot and stood back to watch what would happen. Sure enough, he hadn't been in the cage but a couple of minutes, and he said, "Let's kiss," and the spiritual parrot said, "Glory, my prayers have been answered." Now,